KBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic
BBC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Lionel Moyes. Crews are searching the area where noises were detected as time runs out for the crew of five people aboard the submersible that went missing near the Titanic wreck. They likely only have a few hours worth of oxygen left in their vessel. ABC's Alex Stone.
More noises that sound like banging have been heard today by a submarine Hunter aircraft, but the source of the noises isn't known. Captain Jamie Frederick says they don't want to give the families false hope. The noises, while they are being investigated, could be coming from boats in the area, sea life, or metal moving in the currents from the Titanic wreck site.
We don't know what they are, to be frank with you. The P3 detected noises. That's why they're up there. That's why they're doing what they're doing. That's why they put sonar buoys in the water.
Other than the noises, there have been no other potential signs of the group.
Hail injuring Red Rocks concert goers in Colorado. At least 7 people were hospitalized and 80 to 90 people treated on scene. Injuries include cuts and broken bones. A heat-related death reported in Louisiana. This is ABC News. For the second time in 2 days, a female pop star has been assaulted on stage. ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood.
Singer Eva Max was on stage Tuesday night in Los Angeles at the Fonda Theater. In a video posted on social media, a guy gets on stage and hits Max in the head. He's dragged off by security. She keeps her composure, but then leaves the stage. She later tweeted that he slapped her so hard that he scratched the inside of her eye. The LAPD says no police report has been filed. The incident comes after singer Bebe Rexha was on stage in New York Sunday night and hit in the head with a phone. The guy who threw it was arrested. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Toxic algae is suspected as the cause of death for sea lions and dolphins on California's southern coast. Marine mammal rescue organizations say at least 100 dolphins have died. Toxic algae enters the food chain with fish like anchovies eating it and sickens marine mammals when they feed on those fish. It's also a risk to people who eat seafood and can be fatal if it's consumed in high doses. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday, or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
But we also proved that I'm not always nice.
But even when you're upset and even when you're ticked off, you still come from a place of compassion and love. Whereas I'm just old, bitter, and jaded.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Okay, serious question. Can you be a woman of value if you don't get married and have children? 844-967-2789. I can't even get through that question with a serious face. But seriously, apparently, according to the speakers at Turning Point USA's Young Women's Leadership Summit,
yay,
you cannot be a woman of value unless you give up your career aspirations and be a trad wife, which I just found out this morning means traditional wife.
I'm going to stay quiet during this entire
segment. No, Greg Bach, we want your thoughts on this. Of course, we want Jane Madden's thoughts on this, and we want your thoughts on this. 844-967-2789. We're going to go through some of the, my words, bonkers things that went down at this summit that is targeted towards women who are in high school and college. So we're talking like 16 to 22-year-old young women at the Turning Points USA Annual Young Women's Leadership Summit that took place in Texas. And a lot of this reporting came from Madeline Peltz for Media Matters, who suffered through the weekend.
Truly.
Get her a drink.
She deserves a prize.
And my biggest takeaway from this, and so, as was hers, is the hypocrisy of the women who were speakers. So we're talking about Candace Owens from Daily Wire. We're talking about Laura Ingraham from Fox. Alex Clark, who's a Turning Points podcaster and media, like she's got a huge following on social media. Allie Beth Stackey. So some of the biggest women voices in staunch conservative media.
How is that again?
Staunch. But, you know, and I follow, because I try to follow all of these different things just to see what is the message that they're putting out. I'm like, I follow the Allie Beth, I follow, and hers is very religious. But none of these women have given up their careers to be mothers. All of these women are very successful, have huge followings, have a huge audience, and even Turning Points USA, the people who work for them, their chief marketing officer, Marina Menez, in her biography, says nothing about her achievements as a wife or mother. And the same goes for the vice president of events, Lauren Tonktich. and who's also like it's like, so they're hiring and paying women speakers, and they're employing high-powered women, and yet the overriding message of this conference was, give up your career, give up your birth control. And I'm so confused. Like, there's the hypocrisy, but I'm also like, if someone out there can explain, what is the political end game of doing this? Because we've talked a lot in the last week and a half about daycares closing. And I put another video out last night that kind of blew up. And that's a lot of people in the comment section saying they want women to stay home. But like, mm-hmm. What is the political end game? Because we know for the economy, that's not necessarily a good thing. So I would love to hear from you. What is the end game of telling women to go back to the house and not focus on a career? 844-967-2789. Greg and Jane. I'll open it up to you, too.
Okay, here's what I think.
I was going to say, I think no matter what, we are going to hear Jane's opinion today on this one.
I think the goal is to make women meek and obedient and subservient. And therefore, they will vote like their husbands.
Which to me seems very, very... I said before, it's a lot like a concept of prison. What do they want to do to prisoners? They want to erase their identity. They want to make them feel... like they have no individuality whatsoever. When you put them in a situation when their whole life is defined by other people and the achievements of others, then what do they have to gain by speaking up?
And maybe it's maybe it's that simple. But as far as, because I do know that after the midterms where Jesse Waters
with this. Yes.
Ugh. He had his whole
huge hypocrite too.
He had his whole diatribe of he's like, guys, go marry these women, because basically the demographics voting data came out and
right.
The amount of married women, the only demographic of women who really still voted Republican were like married Republican women.
Yeah.
And so it's like, is the goal the for votes? Is it the reason why we're like this is like the new mantra? Because at least where the reporting went for this entire event, there was no talk about policy. There was no talk about candidates. It was all give up your career, give up birth control. Daycare is a myth and a fallacy. And transgender people are coming for your everything.
It's all dog whistling and talking points.
And so it's just... and it's funny because you think about the type of young woman who's aspirational enough to be, you know, these are women who are heading their chapter of turning points on campus, at their high school or whatever. So like, they're already probably more likely like type A ambitious young girls who are like giving up their weekend to go to a political conference.
Yeah.
This is not like your like apathetic teenager.
Who's going to make their boyfriend's dinner?
And this is the message that you're giving them. And I just, is it as simple as that? It's just because, if they get married young and they become mothers and they don't have their own careers and like they're easier to get their votes.
Well, part of me thinks that it's incredibly naive for people like Jesse Waters and others to think that if these women who voted in the last couple election cycles, if they voted liberal, if a man just walked through the door and said, hey, I'm here to take care of you. I have my job. I have success. I want to be your husband. It sounds ridiculous when you say it, but does that, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a woman. Does that happen to some women who get married and have a life where they're at home with the children? Do they just sort of fall into that? That's another question to ask. That's where I guess it gets a little more nuanced to ask the question of like, when people get married, do they fall into those traditional places that we think are kind of ridiculous now, but they still exist apparently.
Oh, I think the answer to that is absolutely. I mean, the almost everything you hear about like domestic labor, and even when like both if it's a heterosexual relationship and both partners work, the amount of like work, like household work that the woman typically still does is like exponential.
Yeah.
And so I think there's more dialogue than there used to be about as far as like weaponized incompetence. Do you know what that is?
No, I love it. I mean,
do you know what weaponized incompetence is?
I have no idea.
Oh, I think I do. I think I it sounds like I do know, but go ahead.
No, I would love to hear what you think it is.
I feel like it's something that men do.
It's something anyone can do.
Yeah. Where you use your incompetence to get your way or to like get out of doing things.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. So like, I don't know. I can't.
I don't know how to do the dishes.
I don't know. Every time I wash the dishes, there's still dirt. You should just do them because I'll take out the trash. That's easier.
Yeah. And so it's basically this idea of
I'm so smart.
I don't know how to do it. So you do it better. And so by pretending that I'm incompetent and can't figure it out, I'm still adding to your workload. Yeah. And so there's, you know, that is something that in the last couple of years has like now has a term, right? So I think the even in the most progressive, open-minded heterosexual relationships, those gender roles still come out, and which is a discussion to have. And but I would love to hear from you on this. Like, I think this conversation can go a lot of different directions. We're starting with the Turning Points USA Women's Summit just because of how egregious they were in telling young women you have to give up your career. Like, ambitious young women. I want to put that like it's not these were women who are seeking for guidance and want to, and I idolize these women who were on stage who have built audiences of millions, mm-hmm. but then are turning around like, do as I say, not as I do. Yeah, but I
get to do this.
I just want
to not for
but I think
so
it
much.
Opens up all of this discussion as far as like where are we in 2023 with women working and wanting to be moms and balancing the two? 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-96-PARTY. We would love to hear from you.
Joe from Appleton is joining us. Good morning, Joe. What do you think?
Hey, gang. I agree that I think it's all an act with the Turning Point women. And I know you're up against a break. I just wanted to point out one more related to Turning Point in a way. Lauren Boebert, who has spoken at many Turning Point events, and who on March 8th this year, which was International Women's Day, tweeted out, "My husband isn't in town today, or I'd make him a sandwich. Happy International Women's Day." Now, this was all of a couple of months, at least, since she had moved out of the house because they were going to get divorced, yep. and a couple of months before she announced that they were splitting up. It is all an act for all this, you know, let's be subservient for, it's just so they could be pinned down by their overbearing male counterparts. I don't take much stock in it, and I hope the vast majority of women, young women in this country, see through that act.
And here's a question I have, and a really quick question. Since becoming congressional members, Boebert and MTG, who both entered elected office married, are now divorced. Mm-hmm. Has this act destroyed their marriage? Have their husbands like, I can't do this. I can't be associated to you. I can't, like, you're too crazy for me. And I was crazy before.
Boebert's husband doesn't sound like the most stable person. I know nothing
He's
about
He's probably MTG's weaponized his incompetence.
There you go. All right. Well, we got to take a break, but we would love to hear from you.
Thanks, Joe.
We would love to hear from you on this topic. I think, in general, what is the reason behind conservatives trying to push women back to the household? Do you think if you're out there and you can actually make an argument of why women should stay home because that is the natural order? I'd love to talk to you too. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be back in just a minute.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic proteins 13 strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 60. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the east, around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 81. Mainly clear sky tomorrow night. Lows around 59. Temperatures above average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 80s to the mid 80s. Once again, low of 60. Overnight, highs reach 81 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 63.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
Advice, as somebody who so badly wants to succeed in surgery, but to get out of residency fellowship, I'm going to be 30 before I can really focus on myself. So what's some advice for really balancing my career as well as venturing into settling down?
You're going to have to choose which one matters more, and that will be up to you. So first of all, thank you for being involved with Turning Point USA. So here's my piece of advice. Go try to spend a couple days with babies, and if it doesn't move you to want to have some of your own, then go do the surgeon thing. I mean that. If you don't get baby fever being around young kids as a young lady, then you kind of have your answer. But if you're around a young child or a young baby, or like, all of a sudden something greater than yourself gets activated, or all of a sudden you feel maybe a prodding by the Holy Spirit, then you got something to think about. But look, you could potentially do both. You could become an orthopedic surgeon and still do that. But there will be a lot of people that says, oh, just put the family thing on hold and put that on hold. I just want to caution you, a reality is that there are a lot of successful 35-year-old orthopedic surgeons that have cats and not kids. And they're very miserable. Most of the radical left is largely being run by childless young ladies, young women that are in their mid-30s that are super miserable on antidepressants because I think they're missing something.
And with cats.
I was going to say, I wish you would have said 30-something-year-old women with cats.
I miss the cat phase of my life.
Let me tell you something. The left is full of cat ladies and opinions. If you listen to that clip... So faintly in the back when he says you gotta choose, you hear laughing. I heard laughing as if to say, this fool's funny. Oh, you're serious. God.
That was a heart attack, baby. All right, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. He is Greg Bach. And we are trying to make sense of some of the reporting that came out of what went down at the Turning Points USA Young Women's Leadership Summit. Last weekend, where that was Charlie Kirk, who is the founder of Turning Points.
And I believe single.
And childless.
He's single.
That guy's single? What?
Ladies.
I know.
That adorable little face of his? No one swooped that
you
up.
You mean
yet?
Those giant gums and those tiny teeth?
A great haircut?
You know, what's funny is that like all those conspiracy theorists are like, the liberals are huffing babies. This guy just endorsed baby huffing, essentially. He's like, go hang out with babies. That's not creepy. Hey, I'm here to hang out with the babies so I get...
So I can test the waters if I want to do this or not?
He made it sound like it's like a mutation. Like, if you go around babies, you'll become an X-Men. You get baby fever.
So... This has brought up so many things for me because I am obviously someone who didn't get married until I was 36. I'm pregnant at now, as of Sunday, 37. I've always been, thank you. I've always been, you know, I'm ambitious, and but also was waiting for the right person and the right situation and all the things. And so, you know, it's hilarious to me when and I would say I hit the jackpot, right? Like I have found the creme de la creme, I would say, of men.
I love him so much.
I know
much.
You do. Greg Bach approves of Michael Sampson.
So big a fan.
And, you know, it's like, I thank God I waited. Yeah. Because any of the guys I dated in my 20s would have been, talk about being miserable.
I mean,
divorced.
I agree. I didn't get married until I was 34. And I tell people all the time, you know, my friends who are like, you know, I'm sick of being single. I'm like, it's better than being miserable in a relationship because you feel like you have to be in one. And that, where we're from, Midwestern area, that's not, I got married at 19 or 20, but, and that's fine if you're happy, but like, don't do it because you feel like you have to, or because like I will be happy if I'm with someone. That's not guaranteed.
Because then you'll be a woman of value.
I'm definitely a woman of value.
But it brings back there's multiple things here. There's the fact that there's the hypocrisy of the women who spoke at this conference and their ability to to evangelize how the, you know, Candace Owens ended the entire conference by basically saying every ill that we're fighting right now in society has been brought forth by women.
Pretty much because we feel too many things and we have compassion and empathy.
And so she was on that like kick. Alex Clark was basically talking about how the main four lies of modern feminism are birth control, abortion, fertility care, and daycare. And it's all of this, the entire weekend was just rhetoric aimed at 16 to 22-year-old women saying, give up your careers. And I'm so flabbergasted at what the end game becomes. And I guess, unless anyone has a different thought, is it just because of voting and thinking that they can control, if they get married young, they will, to a Christian conservative man? Because there was also, I love the merch that was being sold. So the same guy who started the Right Way or whatever the conservative dating app is, that also I've heard is like just the male to female ratio on that app is like untenable. It's like 5-1 or like 10-1. And so trying to get a heterosexual match is hard. But they had like a vendor booth there. They're selling sweatshirts that say, dump your liberal boyfriend. There was like bedazzled purses that were the shape of guns. I guess there was like a transphobic tampon line in all of the bathrooms.
And there were a bunch of transphobic speeches, too.
And there's a bunch of transphobic speeches. But it's just like getting back to where... in what back room was the political calculus of, this is what we got to do,
and
this is what we got to tell women, this is going to work, this is going to be good for our end game? And it's just because I can't, it's so hard for me to think that way.
The other question I have is, what are the ramifications of this kind of speech too, to the women who go there? I'm like, you know what, this isn't for me, actually. I thought this was something else, and it's, they're telling me to stay at home. They're telling me to choose. I don't like that. And will it send them away? So, but
I don't know. But we would love to hear from you on this topic. 844-967-2789. In order to be a woman of value, do you have to stay home, get married, and stay home with your kids? This is Ask Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes.
Crews are searching the area where noises were detected as time runs out for the crew of five people aboard the submersible that went missing near the Titanic wreck. They likely only have a few hours worth of oxygen left in their vessel. ABC's Alex Stone.
More noises that sound like banging have been heard today by a submarine Hunter aircraft, but the source of the noises isn't known. Captain Jamie Frederick says they don't want to give the families false hope. The noises, while they are being investigated, could be coming from boats in the area, sea life, or metal moving in the currents from the Titanic wreck site.
We don't know what they are, to be frank with you. The P3 detected noises. That's why they're up there. That's why they're doing what they're doing. That's why they put sonar buoys in the water.
Other than the noises, there have been no other potential signs of the group.
Hail injuring Red Rocks concert goers in Colorado. At least seven people were hospitalized and 80 to 90 people treated on scene. Injuries include cuts and broken bones. A heat-related death reported in Louisiana. This is ABC News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel! It's your Ethel, turn. Calm down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm smiling. Give me, all your love.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. He is Greg Bach. And we're tussling with the question of what, you know, I think kind of looking backwards in a lot of ways of should women of value not aspire to have careers and more aspire to be able to be home and raise kids, because according to at least the talking points coming out of Turning Points USA, young women's summit, that was like the overriding message. And apparently that was the theme for last year too. And so I guess to make this a little bit more personal for people who are listening, especially if you are in a heterosexual relationship, if you're a woman, did you work while you were raising kids, especially small kids? Or did you not? I mean, are you maybe not even married? But I think specifically for men who are listening, did your wife work? Because I think like this is the thing that there's this image of the traditional family. And I think about it, both of my grandmothers worked. Mm-hmm. My dad's mom was a teacher and then eventually became a principal. And my mom's mom was a nurse. Now, I don't know what the balance was when they had young children and if it was part-time and how they made it work. But certainly into their, like, I think I remember going to my grandmother's retirement party. And so it's like, and my mom worked and eventually became part-time and balanced things. But like, is this idea of like, how common was that? Because I think it's also like a misnomer that families could always just, you know, every family could survive off of a single income, let alone if they could survive off a single income now. But it just, I'm so curious of people's personal experience with this. If this is actually the tradition that people are saying that we need to go back to, and like if your family actually looked like this, 844-967-2789.
Scott is on the line from Chicago. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Hey, so I am a Christian, and I want to read a little bit of the Bible to the Christians who think that this is okay.
Okay.
All right.
Proverbs 31, 13, and 16. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruits of her hands, she plants a vineyard. Women in the Bible work.
Yeah. Yeah. But we don't listen to that part of the Bible.
And I think that's not only, I mean, if you think about the Bible, for sure.
Exactly.
But also when you think about, like, I remember reading like a women in history book in the U.S. and like pioneer women worked.
Oh,
like
yeah.
in the history of carrying your weight, women have always contributed to getting things done in one way or another. And so I just, but that's a great quote from the Bible, Scott. I guess for you, are you married?
Not currently, no.
So did your mom work growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for a while, it was my dad taking care of the kids. My mom was the one working.
There you go.
There you go.
And would you say that your mother was still a woman of value?
Yeah, I'd say so.
you better say so.
She's listening, Scott. She's listening. Better watch out. Thank you so much for calling. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to check in.
It's just craziness to me because, one, I grew up in a family where my mom worked 9 to 5. My dad worked second shift. So me, like, two-income household or just both parents working was just normal. There was nothing special. No one ever criticized me for it. And I think when it comes down to all the things we're seeing here at the Turning Points Conference, they're also speaking to a certain demographic of people, which is class, because there are some people who could be like, yeah, that's great. You want to tell me that I should stay home with the kids and make babies and smell baby heads and get activated in making babies, but I can't do that. I can't afford that. So there are certain people they're talking to who can afford to do that. It's just easier, I guess. But for us folks who are just working class, blue collar, this doesn't resonate.
Well,
the transphobic stuff might, but staying home, they don't have the choice.
Well, and that was always the criticism, or has always been the criticism of second wave feminism, right? Is that it was a bunch of white women with the liberation of wanting to be able to work, whereas black and brown women who've like, we've been working. We've been raising your children.
Yeah.
We've been cooking your meals.
Yes.
Like, we have been employed and we've been working. So it's a different conversation than you who want to be more than secretaries and teachers and flight attendants. And so the idea that there was this entire trope of the traditional woman is false to begin with because women have always worked.
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Paul from Waukesha. Good morning, Paul. What do you think about this?
Good morning. Oh, I have to say this isn't the 1940s or 1950s or 1960s or even the 1970s. My mother worked. In fact, she was a breadwinner for a while.
Oh, wow.
When she was single, she was a nurse. You know, she took care of me and my brother. But when I had a stepfather and even my father, she was always a breadwinner. My grandmother did not work a job that she got paid for. But she did have eight kids. So I don't know. I don't know.
That's work. I would say that's
she had eight jobs.
Yeah. And in this day and age, unless, you know, it takes two incomes these days.
Yeah.
I don't care who. It's been that way for a long time. But I have to say, I'm listening to your guys' radio station. How come you're not referring to women as not, birthing people or non-birthing people? How come you're using phrases like mom, dad, wife, woman? I mean, you're not following.
We're so woke. We're just woke.
Yeah.
We're not woke enough, apparently.
We're not woke enough.
I didn't realize how little woke I was.
Well, that's good to hear.
We'll do better. We'll do better.
Are you disappointed with that, Paul?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I think, I mean, my parents were both Democrats. I was a Democrat. I liked Bill Clinton. Somewhere along the lines, things went awry. And you guys, everybody sees what's going on. Everybody sees who's president. Everybody sees the current issues and the problems and how this country has been taken down in 2.5 years.
Oh, okay.
It's astonishing to me. Astonishing.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know. Do you have a positive outlook?
I do.
I think we probably are frustrated about different things, Paul. I would say I think everyone on both sides of the spectrum, the political spectrum, doesn't necessarily seem happy or optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what they're upset about,
I would agree with that,
are pretty different.
I will say this.
So we can agree on that.
Based on last week's show, loving that economy.
Thanks for the call, Paul.
Thank you so much, Paul. Have a great day. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you want to, you can text if you want. If you don't want to jump on the air with us, or you can always call.
I you know what's also interesting is I remember talking to Sepide. This was a friend of a friend who's Iranian, and she came in and she spoke to us earlier this year about the protests and the, you know, the budding revolution mm-hmm. that's been going on and still happening in Iran with women's rights and human rights. And, you know, to a certain extent, some of the theories as to why the youth of Iran right now, and this is bubbling over, and the fearlessness and everything that was happening with their willingness to be beaten and if not killed by the government in order to protest is largely because of, like, there's Pandora's box is out, right? Like, the ability to be on the internet and see how the rest of the world is living while you are living in Iran is inevitable.
Yeah.
And so they can compare and they can see what else is out there. And to a certain extent, I wonder how much this message that they're trying to feed to young conservative women is just, it's all still a losing battle. You might get some. You might get some who subscribe to it and who, like, this resonates for them and it really makes sense and it becomes part of their religion on top of their religion. But it's also, like, the internet is here. The ability to explore is here. The ability to seek out other messages and see, like, oh, it could be a different way is here. And so it's like, I don't know if this message is ever going to indoctrinate as many people and or as many women as they want it to.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Jack from the MEC. Good morning, Jack. What do you think about this?
Oh, I love that.
Good morning. I'm just going to read a couple of quotes from a March article in Business Insider. A booming labor market, exceptionally strong household balance sheets to keep up with higher spending. Households' net worth far higher than pre-COVID in every single income part. Firms also are going strong with profitability at record highs. Of course, there is a bit of price gouging now, isn't there? Wonder why profitability is so high. Fast wage growth. consistently strong sales growth. Firms are reluctant to turn to layoffs. And finally, from the Fed, there is an absence of convincing systemic threats of recession. This is not taken out of context. So this is the fact. It's to the Republicans' advantage to tell us, oh, the economy is terrible.
Jack, are you responding to Paul?
Yes.
I thought so. Yeah. Do you have any insight on the topic at hand as far as women and their traditional role and what traditionally it has looked like? What did it look like for you growing up?
Well, I can tell you that I'm an old guy. I'm pushing 80. But there is a... When I was growing up, when I was a little kid, my dad was the sole breadwinner.
Okay.
I was born right towards the end of World War II, and my dad was a sergeant in the Army at the time, and obviously was home on leave for some of it. My mother actually did not work until my dad died in the 1960s.
Hmm.
And then she did go back to work, and she had her own job while I went to college and after I graduated for quite a few years until she retired.
Got it.
So both parents worked in my family, but it was serial rather than simultaneous.
Absolutely. Gotcha.
I understand in today's economy, and this is partially due to things like the lack of an increase in the minimum wage and of corporations that don't allow people to negotiate for wages as a union. We have problems with households that cannot earn enough money.
Absolutely.
With a single parent.
Yeah. Thanks so much for the call, Jack.
I want to see Jack and Paul have coffee. She'll say that. Go on.
And I think that's doable, actually.
Yeah. Yep.
I do. I think that would be doable.
Yeah. So.
And so it's interesting. And I also wonder how many, like the false narrative of being sold that of this is what will be fulfilling for you. And I'm not saying, again, I'm very excited about having a child. I think it's going to be very fulfilling in more ways than I can even imagine. Am I also happy that I waited as long as I did? Absolutely. Do thinking about doing this at 23 or 24, be like,
yeah.
Oh, I would have been awful. I would have screwed that kid up royally. and like letting myself mature and get to all the things that are good in my life organically, mm-hmm. versus my family or my religion or Turning Points USA pressuring me to live my life in a certain way to be of value, I feel like I probably would have eventually rebelled against that and be really upset with the decisions I made in my early 20s. So, all right, when we come back, Greg's weekly roundup. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite, and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies, overnight with a low of 60. East winds, around 5 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs level off around 81. Mainly clear, tomorrow night 59. Temperatures above average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 80s to the mid 80s. Once again, lows level off around 60. Overnight, high of 81 tomorrow, lows level off around 59 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 63.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
What did I miss? Virginia, my home sweet home, I want to give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lots of different ladies. I guess I basically missed the late 80s. I traveled the wide, wide world and came back to this.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and he is Greg Bach. And it is Greg's weekly roundup.
With four or five headlines you may have seen, but definitely skipped reading.
Okay.
All right. In Australian food news, celebrity chef John Mountain, that's his actual name, John Mountain, announced in a Facebook post that he is banning vegans from his restaurant in, I think it's Fire, in his restaurant called Fire, spelled with a Y, in Perth, Australia, after an influencer criticized the chef to his face and on social media for his cooking, Mountain posted on his Facebook page that all vegans are banned from his establishment. And if you look at the comment section in the post, they all start with things like, well, speaking as the vegan, or, well, as the vegan, did I mention that I'm a vegan?
Didn't you used to be a vegan?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, but you know, we can keep talking about this if you want.
Next story, please.
Oh, okay, fine. This is why vegans are an oppressed group, Kristen.
I have a joke to follow up with it.
Go ahead.
If you meet a vegan who went to Harvard, which one do you think they talk about first?
Shut up. Moving on. I don't know. I didn't go to Harvard. I'm not a vegan. Why am I offended by both of that? And it would be Harvard.
Go.
Biden crime family news. GOP punching bag and world's most famous other son, Hunter Biden, will plead guilty to 2 tax misdemeanors and strike a deal with a federal prosecutor to resolve a felony gun charge. So riddle me this. Tax evasion. Guns. Why aren't the GOP hoisting this guy on their shoulder at their new messiah? If this man just accepts Jesus as his Lord and Savior and pushes for the suppression of women's fundamental rights, he could run against his father as a Republican. Are you kidding me? This is like House of Cards without all the Kevin Spacey-isms.
You make a really good point, Greg. I mean, we love tax.
I was literally thinking that this morning. I was like, I thought they liked tax evasion. It's like, it showed that you were smart.
Yes. Tax is theft.
Yes.
It says it right in the Constitution. It doesn't.
We want to protect those people who cheat on their taxes.
Entertainment news. In a recently published interview with the Wall Street Journal, Sylvester Stallone confirmed that singer Adele has not only purchased his Los Angeles mansion, but insisted on keeping a statue of the actor as Rocky that overlooks the pool. When Sly said he wanted to take it with him, Adele said it was a deal breaker. She had to have the statue. She did let him take other statues depicting the action star in other not-so-famous roles such as Oscar, Cobra, or the classic Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Are those real movies?
Those are all real movies. Those are all real movies. By the way, Oscars is underrated. Underrated. Very fun farce. Very funny. Also watched Over the Top last night. Okay. More Australia news. Pterosaurus, the world's oldest flying reptiles, once flew in Australia's skies as far as 107 million years ago, according to a study published this week. The giant creature was the first vertebrate to evolve the ability of flight and lived alongside dinosaurs during the Mesozoic era, which started 250 million years ago, or as creationists call it, the Mesozoic era, which started about 2,000 years ago. Yeah, that entire story was just for me to make fun of creationists or intelligent design proponents. Or, hey, Kristen, I got a joke for you. What do you call an 80s sitcom about four sassy Southern ladies who don't take no guff and don't believe in evolution? It's called Intelligent Designing Women.
Oh.
Comedy!
But I'm fun!
Look at that.
And then finally, Supreme Court news. In a ProPublica story Justice Samuel Alito did not disclose a luxury 2008 trip he took in which a hedge fund billionaire flew him on a private jet, even though the businessman would later repeatedly ask the Supreme Court to intervene on his behalf. Paul Singer, the billionaire hedge fund manager, came before the court at least 10 times in cases where his role was often covered by legal press and mainstream media. In 2014, the court agreed to resolve a key issue in a decade-long battle between Singer's hedge fund and the nation of Argentina. Alito did not recuse himself from the case, and he voted in the 7-1 majority in Singer's favor. And I'm telling you all that to say this. Paul Singer? Really, Justice Alito? That's the name of your rich friend? Your buddy Clarence was living on the dime of a guy named Harlan Crow. He sounds like he comes from Batman's rogue gallery. I mean, come on, Justice Alito. Let me help you with this. I have the names of actual billionaires you can sidle up to that are cooler than Justice Claire Bear. First one, Ingvar Kamprad.
What?
That's an actual name. Bidzina Ivanishvili. That's a real name. Paul McCartney. Igor, his name is Igor. Igor Ashurbeli. And finally, Salvatore Serretta, which doesn't sound odd, but when I looked him up while everyone else had a picture of their face, this guy's photo was literally an empty table at a restaurant, which means he's not only a billionaire, he's also achieved invisibility, which makes that way cooler than a private jet to Alaska.
I just think it's nice to know that Clarence Thomas isn't the only one benefiting from being bought off.
Oh, I can't wait for the ones we like to air their dirty ones.
I know.
They're going to fall too. I have very little
faith in the
court.
The fact that when none of them showed up for Congress, when they're all like, we're good.
We'll check each other's work.
Like,
we're good.
You can trust us.
It's like there's our side and your side. We're sticking on our side, even though we have political ideological differences. We all wear the same robe.
why change things now? Things are going just fine.
Just as fine.
Ooh.
That was great.
Thank you. I feel really good about that one.
Golf clap for Greg.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, that will wrap up our first hour of today's show. When we come back, long time since this guest has been on the show, but Matt Wild from Milwaukee Record is back. And we're going to talk about, because it really snuck up on us, the first weekend of Summerfest is here.
Yay.
Yo, Greg's not a fan.
So many people.
Gosh. But yeah, Summerfest, and it's three weekend format, kicks off this weekend. So we're going to talk to him about, what does it all mean? What is the Summerfest of today? Oh. Is it past its prime? I don't know. Is it a woman of value? Exactly. 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear if you think, if Summerfest passed its prime? I don't know. But we'll talk about it when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hamilton's new financial plan is nothing less than government control. I've been fighting for the South alone. Where have you been?
France.
We have to win. Well, what did I miss?
What did I miss?
What did I miss? Head first into a political abyss.
Head first into the abyss.
I have my first cabinet meeting today. I guess I better think of something to say. I'm already on my way to get to the bottom of this.
What did I miss? Oh.
Mr. Jefferson, welcome home.
Mr. Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton.
Mr. Jefferson, welcome home.
and welcome home, sir. You've been off in Paris for so long.
So what did I miss?
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News.